Abba, blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room and those that will be listening in other devices and later on recording. Sabbath blessing everyone on this November 11th, 2023. This is our lesson 395 of our chapter 78 entitled Calvary, but this will be our part 4. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. We are going to ask our dear brother once more to be able to bless us with a tiny thought song to their lesson entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the tiny talks helped by their parents or elder sibling would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor in the seventh and do all thy work in the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the Sabbath words. Thank you for the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It's story times, little ones. Let's have our listening ears for our dear brother who will be able to narrate the story about Jesus, chapter 15, entitled The Passover Supper, part 4 as well.
The Bible verse for our lessons are taken from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither he that sent is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. That's the way to get happiness. Do as he says. Continuing. There was another cause of trouble. At the feast, it was the custom for a servant to wash the feet of the guests. And on this occasion, preparation had been made for this service. In other words, there was a pan of water there. Oh yeah, it says here the pitcher and the water, and the of water and the basin and the towels were there ready for the feet washing. But no servant was present. And it was the disciple's part to perform it, the task of washing feet. But each of the disciples thought that he would not be the servant to his brethren. He was not willing to wash their feet. After all, he said, I want to be greatest. So, in silence, they had taken their places at the table. And Jesus waited a while to see what they would do. Then he himself rose from the table and girded himself with a towel and poured water in the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. And I think Sister White says he started with Judas. He had been grieved by their contentions. Rather, Jesus was grieved because the disciples were arguing as to who was greatest. But he did not reprove them by sharp words. He showed his love by acting as a servant to his own disciples. When he had finished, he said to them, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." Yeah, that was John 13:14-15. In this way, Christ taught them that they ought to help one another instead of seeking the highest place for themselves. Each should be willing to serve his brethren. The Savior came into the world to work for others. He lived to help and save those who are needy and sinful. He wants us to do as he did. Can you imagine the Queen of England or the President of the United States coming to your house and washing your feet? No, you can't. They wouldn't. But here, the King of the universe came to this earth as a man and acted the part of a servant. The disciples were now ashamed of their jealousy and selfishness. Their hearts were filled with love for their Lord and for one another. Now they could give heed to the Savior's teachings. That's taken from Story of Jesus, page 97.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to learn more in our next part of the study, but we are going to be reviewing this part 4. At the Passover Supper of our Tani Tat lesson book on November 18, 2023. Well, dear ones, it is time for our Tani Tat parents and our guests to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is our 49 of our water topic, the water of life. So we are going to ask our dear brother, Josh, to share.
So I bless anyone and hear today's lesson concerning water, the water of life. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of Mark chapter 1, lesson 13, healings. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said to him, "All men seek for thee." And he said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth." And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. Today's lesson is lesson 3, Water Helps Feed Us. And the memory verse is Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And the character quality is health or helpfulness versus conflict. You remember, health or helpfulness is a harmonious state of complete physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Nature, water helps feed us. If they do not have enough water, what happens to the plants? They dry up and die. We need plants for our food. So God sends the blessings of the rain to water the earth and help the plants to grow and produce food. What a blessing that it is to the health of our life. What a blessing it is when the water of life feeds us spiritually through the Word. He helps good thoughts to grow and produce good fruit. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Isaiah 58:11. Jesus' life was and is a blessing to all who seek him for healing from sin. The water of life will satisfy the desire of those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Matthew 5:6. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, I will give you the rain of your land in his due season. The first rain and the latter rain. Deuteronomy 11:13-14. Remind. One, here's the reminder. These you can do while you remember this lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, practice praying as you do your chores. Ask God to teach you lessons as you work. Notice the water containing the fresh fruits and vegetables as you prepare them for breakfast or lunch. Three, as you water the garden, remember how the water of life produces the fruit of righteousness. And then the reinforce are two things you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, observe water. Two, practice rising early to pray as Jesus did. Three, collect pictures of fresh fruits and vegetables to put on your bulletin board, if you have one. Four, for individual activity stories and poems, use the book entitled Children's Bible Activity Book for this quarter. See you in memory verse. And below you see is a picture of apples. It says here, apples. Apples are about 85% water. They contain vitamins A and C, potassium, and pectin. And then this picture of her with green beans says, the mature plant can remind how the faith of a leper grew. The leper finally reaches Jesus and is healed. Remarkable parent food. It was in hours of solitary prayer that Jesus in his earth life received wisdom and power. Let the youth follow his example in finding at dawn and twilight a quiet season for communion with her Father in heaven. And throughout the day, let him lift up their hearts to God. At every step of our way, he says, I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Fear not, I will help thee. Isaiah 41:13. Could our children learn these lessons in the morning of their years, what freshness and power, what joy and sweetness would be brought into their lives. Education, page 259. It is time to share your nature walk experience, dear ones. We will continue to share more of our sister Eugenia's a beautiful garden in our nature experience segment. On the left is a clerodendron starburst tree, and on the right is a giant bromeliad, our giant bromeliad flowers. And below says, nature is filled with spiritual lessons for mankind. The flowers die only to spring forth into new life, and this we are taught the lesson of the resurrection. All who love God will bloom again in the Eden above. But nature cannot teach the lesson of the great and marvelous love of God. Therefore, after the fall, nature was not the only teacher of man. In order that the world might not remain in darkness, the eternal spiritual night, the God of nature met us in Jesus Christ. So God came to this world as the revelation of the Father. He was that true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. We are to behold the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Review and Herald, March 17th, 1904, paragraph 5. Continuing with Brethren Sightseeing Nature's Fall Colors from Sisters Christina and Sister Joan. All pictures of trees with their leaves changing. Sharon Sister Joan scenes of nature's skyline. On the left is a sunset beneath some gray clouds, and on the right, over a stone bridge, it's supposed to be clear sky with white clouds. Also, our sisters here in blue jay sightings, and a few in the trees and on these bird feeders. Continuing, our dear sister Susie and family experience in nature. On the left is a flock of pigeons, and on the right is a sparrow on a hollyhock bush. Sister Cece, would you like to share your experience with these pictures?
So,
sure, dear brother Josh. Seven blessings, everyone. Go ahead, Haley.
So, on this walk, we were coming back from school. Mommy was dropping us home from our club, which is art club. We were coming back and we saw this pack of pigeons. We saw that they were actually bathing in this puddle of water.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting sight to see. Go ahead, Emma. You could take some. You could go ahead and talk about that.
And when we were passing them, I looked at the back and then I said, Mommy, that I saw a rainbow. It was over our car. Then Mommy got out the car and took pictures of it.
Thank you, Emma and Helen, for sharing. And on the right of the screen, I found something out very interesting. I always saw this plant around, just never paid full attention to it. But this day I was picking up the kids from school again, and I parked very close to it. And as I was sitting in the car waiting for time to go by, this bird came and pitched on the tree, on this plant. And it was then that I learned, the bird drew my attention back to the plant, that this plant is the plant that is used, the seeds from this plant is used to create castor oil. And we in the Caribbean, we use castor oil a lot for the hair growth and rejuvenation of it. but I never actually knew what the plant looked like, so I was able to learn a little bit more about it and the process of how we get so the castor oil. So, but it was also a blessing because the birdie came and sat right on that little branch as I was taking the picture. And that's what we would like to share.
I believe if any one of the sisters that had shared the picture would like to be able to touch upon what their experience was through nature, you can be able to let me know so we can take the picture back so you could be able to share. I would like to touch upon the blue jays. The blue jays over there where our dear sister saw it, their colors in their feathers are more deeper than the ones that we have seen here. It is just so amazing how they adapt according to the climate that they are living in. And remember, little ones, Savior, Savior, hear my hopeful cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Cover With His Life. You can find it in the hymn book, number 412. If you would like to share the hymn with us, you may unmute your mic to do so. Look upon Jesus, sinless feet, Father impute his life unto me. My life was scarlet, my sin awoke, covered with his life, whiter than snow. Cover with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life was calling, my sin and woe. Cover with his life, whiter than snow.
Deep are the wounds transgression had made. Red are the stains, my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, with thee. Safe from the law that now judges me. Covered with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his life, whiter than snow.
Longing the joy of pardoned to know, Jesus holds out a robe white as snow. Lord, I accept it, leaving my own. Gladly I wear thy pure life alone. Cover with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. my life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his life whiter than snow.
Cover with his life whiter than snow. Oh, sorry, son. Reconciled by his death for his sin. Justified by his life pure and clean. Sanctified by obeying his word. Glorified when returned, my Lord. Covered with his light, whiter than snow. Fullness of his light, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe. Covered with his light, whiter than snow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. If any one of the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to be able to open a family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking up for this morning. Please protect the words that we're about to learn. Please protect the people that's here and the people that's not here. And they can come back Holy Spirit to the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 21, from the King James Version, and it reads, "Then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, write not the kingdom of the Jews, but that he said, I am the king of the Jews." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and all our guests, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled Calvary, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
John chapter 19, verse 22, King James Version. Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."
Psalms.
Chapter 2, verse 22. Verse 16, King James Version. Four dogs have compassed me. The
assembly
of the wicked have
enclosed
me. They
pierced
my hands and my feet.
Okay. Nice job. Psalms.
Psalms chapter 22, verse 17. King James Version. I am may tell all my blood.
Bones.
They look and
stare
upon me.
Very good, Emma. Psalms chapter 22, verse 18, King James Version. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Amen.
Psalms 22, verse 9. King James Version. But be not thou far from me, O Lord,
O my strength, haste to help me. Psalms 69, verse 20, King James Version. Reproach has broken my heart. I am full of heaviness, and I look to some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none.
Amen.
Psalms 69. Say it after me. 69. 21.
51.
King James Version.
King James Version.
They gave me
also
gal.
For my meat.
And in my thirst,
they gave me vinegar
to drink. Amen.
Wait, that was just...
Amen. Good job, little ones, and also parents. Today, we will cover page 745 through 746. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 745. Who would like to take the first paragraph? Here, may you unmute your mic.
Continuing. There, the priest saw what they had done and asked Pilate to change the
inscription
they'd set. Write not the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am king of Jews. But Pilate was angry with himself because of his former weakness and he thoroughly despised the jealous and
artful
priest and
rulers.
He replied coldly, that what I have written, I have written.
Very good. The Desire of Ages.
The Desire of Ages, page 745, paragraph 3.
Loud.
The Desire of Ages, page 745. A higher power than Pilate or the Jews had directed the placing of that inscription above the head of Jesus. In the providence of God, it was a way to awaken thought and investigation of the scriptures. The place where Christ was crucified was near the city. Thousands of people from all lands were then at Jerusalem, and the inscription declaring Jesus the of Nazareth, the Messiah, would come to their notice. It was a living truth transcribed by a hand that God had guided.
desired ages, page 745, paragraph 4.
Amen. Amen. Good job, everyone. So let us learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33, King James. Taken from the Desire of All Nations Memory Verse CD, but in volume 1. Praise the Lord. We are in the Desire of Ages, still in page 745. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
And the sufferings held. Centuries before the crucifixion, the Savior had foretold the treatment he was to receive. He said, "Dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture." And this was taken from Psalm chapter 22, verses 16 through 18. And continuing on the next slide, please. The prophecy concerning his garments was carried out without counsel or interference from the friends or the enemies of the crucified one. So the soldiers who had placed him upon the cross, his clothing was given. Christ heard the men's contention as they parted the garments among them. His tunic was woven throughout without seam, and they said, "Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be." The Desire of Ages, page 746, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song, dear ones, and this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 13, and is also with margin. This scripture song memory verse is going to being titled, "Greater Love Has No Man Than This." It will be sung in a cappella. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man. Greater love has no man. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. John 15, verse 13, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We are in the Desire of Ages, but this is page 746. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
In another prophecy, the Savior declared, "Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I look for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." Psalm 69, 20 and 21. Next slide, please.
Continuing, to those who suffered death by the cross, it was permitted to give a stupefying potion to deaden the sense of pain. This was offered to Jesus, but when he had tasted it, he refused it. He would receive nothing that could becloud his mind. His faith must keep fast hold upon God. This was his only strength. To becloud his senses would give Satan an advantage. Desire of Ages, 746, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page 746. The enemies of Jesus vented their rage upon him as he hung upon the cross. Priests, rulers, and scribes joined with the mob in mocking the dying Savior. At the baptism and at the transfiguration, the voice of God had been heard proclaiming Christ as his son. Again, just before Christ's betrayal, the Father had spoken, witnessing to his divinity, but now the voice from heaven was silent. No testimony in Christ's favor was heard. Alone he suffered abuse and mockery from wicked men. The Desire of Ages, page 746, paragraph 3.
Continuing the reading. "If thou be the Son of God," they said, "come down from the cross. Let him save himself if he be Christ, the chosen of God." In the wilderness of temptation, Satan had declared, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. If thou be the Son of God." And continuing on the next slide. Cast thyself down from the pinnacle of the temple. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 and 6. And Satan, with his angels in human form, was present at the cross. The arch fiend and his hosts were cooperating with the priests and rulers. The teachers of the people had stimulated the ignorant mob to pronounce judgment. Continuing on the next slide, I'll bubble down and I'll share this slide with someone else.
Pages, page 746. Continuing, against one upon whom many of them had never looked until urged to bear testimony against him, priests, rulers, Pharisees, and the hardened rabble were confederated together in a satanic frenzy. Religious rulers united with Satan and his angels. They were doing his bidding. Desire of Ages, page 746, paragraph 4.
Amen. Good job, everyone. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 6, King James. Also taken from volume 1 of the Desire of All Nations Memory Verse CD.
People that walk in darkness have seen a
Dear ones, we are going to hold the sixth question for next week review section. If you have any other questions besides these six, you can be able to send it beforehand. If not, dear ones, hold it until we get together by God's grace. So next week, we'll be reviewing our part four of our title, Calvary. If any one of the dear little ones, mommies or daddies, our guests, would like to be able to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. Thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for the lessons that we have learned in the children's lessons, Father. I pray, Father, that they become part of our memories and also our the path of life that we must walk. Bless and keep the moms and the children at this time. As we go on to the next section of the lesson, continue to bless us. Bless the speaker, I pray. Keep our minds elevated and focus on you at this time. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be reviewing chapter 78 entitled Calvary, part 4, and that will take place November the 18th, 2023, our lesson 395. And leaving this quote and also the scripture, Psalm 16:8, King James reads, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand and I shall not be moved. A margin from our book, Step to Christ, page 69, paragraph 1. Our growth in grace, our joy, our usefulness, all depends upon our union with Christ. It is by communion with him, dearly, hourly, by abiding in him, that we are to grow in grace. He is not only the author, but the finisher of our faith. It is Christ first and last and always. He is to be with us. Not only at the beginning and at the end of our course, but at every step of the way. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, and God bless everyone.